Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour, Little Chicago, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Cliff Inico is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 7 years. He's been a member of our brain. He's the author of a number of books, including the eBay Marketing Bible, the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, and the eBay Business Answer Book, among others. You got a new book coming out too, right, Cliff?
Yeah, that's right. I'm just putting the finishing touches on it. It's a book on the new equity crowdfunding rules.
Well, I expect to launch that on the show.
You bet. No, that's going to be a big. That's going to be a big deal when that kicks in.
I've already reported on that this week.
Good.
I've been talking about crowdfunding for a long time, and I'm one of the. And we won't go into this right now, but just so you know, I'm one of the crowdfunding heretics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the skeptics.
Yeah.
Of crowdfunding, I'm the one of the guys who looks at it through a really jaundiced eye. But I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say about it, because I do believe that it's going to change the way we small businesses capitalize their companies in the future, but not the way it looks right now. It'll be different.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Well, first of all, we don't have the final rules. They're not going to come down to February anyway.
Right.
So anything we do now is tentative. But let's talk about that.
I want to come back to the tax issues. Cliffy is helping us folks with the tax situation that you and I are facing right now. We've wrapped up 1 year. We're headed off into a new year. We got all kinds of requirements. What's going on? Tell us about filing new entities.
Okay, well, I've been preaching this gospel for years. I mean, a lot of people who sell on eBay and Amazon, especially, they treat it as a hobby. They don't take it very seriously. And I've been saying for years, you gotta treat yourself like a real business, because there's all these great, you know, Schedule C's deductions that you can take. Your ordinary and necessary business expenses, life becomes a lot deductible. And one reason to do so now, of course, it's too late to do it for 2013. But one of my little New Year's resolutions for all the eBay and Amazon folks is, if you don't have an LLC or a corporation for your business, form one now. Because one of the things that's happening now, the IRS is phasing out a lot of personal exemptions and personal itemized deductions. So, for example, hobby losses, all that kind of stuff, all that. If you are over certain income thresholds, you will not be able to deduct these suckers at all.
Mm-hmm.
So any of those exemptions that you can turn into a qualified business expense, it benefits you tax-wise to do that. And forming an LLC...
Will you file a business return, but if it's an LLC or sub-S, that whatever's the bottom line flows to your personal.
That's exactly right. And it makes it more likely you'll be able to take some of these deductions that are being phased out, especially if you're an upper income tax.
Right.
Doesn't cost that much. I mean, if anybody charges you more than $1,000 plus filing fees for setting one of these things up, you're probably being ripped off. It's a fee you can afford, and it's fully deductible. And the IRS treats that a lot more seriously. If they see people do not form LLCs and corporations for their stamp collection, if you're going through the trouble of LLC and dealing with the tax returns and doing all that, you have a business. And the IRS is going to have a tough time poking a hole in that.
And don't forget, folks, along with the tax advantages potential for owning a business, there comes something powerful called the corporate veil.
Yep, that's right. Limited liability. If you do it right and if you treat it right, you know, your liability for any lawsuit is limited to the amount that you put into the company. Your personal assets, the things that you do not use in your business, those are all behind the wall and they are protected from attack by creditors.
Your personal assets.
Other things.
If something happens in the business, the business does something, somebody slips and falls or whatever, and you're not personally responsible, the business is, then you've got a veil between you, from a legal liability standpoint, there's a veil between you and that liability, your personal assets.
That's exactly right.
Right?
That's
exactly right. All right, so good. So folks, think about that. Find somebody to help you. I incorporated right away when I started my business 25 years ago. Cliff, and it just, you've got to do this, folks, because here's the other thing, Cliff, that it will do for you. It will put you in the ownership frame of mind. You know, it'll make you more aware of what you're doing, it'll make you think like a business owner. And folks, you need to do that. If you're buying and selling, you're a business. Act like one.
That's right. That's exactly right. You don't want to be on eBay especially, you want to be seen as a professional seller. Doesn't matter if you're a small seller, but eBay really hates amateurs.
Yeah.
You know, people who don't ship on time and they treat the customers badly, or they go on vacation
right.
and they let orders pile up for 3 weeks. They hate that kind of stuff.
And don't forget, trust is not just something that you learned in kindergarten. Trust is a best practice, and your credentials and your business demeanor is part of trust.
That's right. Or somebody once told me one of the surest ways to make sure a kid grows up is for the kid to himself have a kid.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
There's a little bit of that in there. Having the official entity will make you. It's truly an optical thing, but it'll force you to think about things like bookkeeping and accounting and start taking your business more seriously.
Talk to us about estimated taxes in the time we have left. Minute and a half.
Okay, minute and a half. Estimated taxes. If your tax liability last year was more than $1,000, you are required to pay your taxes in 4 quarterly installments. It's April 15th, June 15th. September 15th and January 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the 4 dates. I always tell people, make a New Year's resolution, start escrowing for these taxes.
Very important, because this is where small business owners get themselves into a bind. Folks, I've gotten myself into a bind before on this a long time ago. You got to make sure that you don't do this. Do what Cliff says. Say it again, Cliff.
Okay, you don't want to get into a situation where you got a $10,000 tax payment due and you've only got $2,000 in your checking account. That's
not a good
thing.
You got to set it aside, don't you?
You got to set it aside. Do it every month. What I do, for what it's worth, I take my gross income, I take 30% of it, I put it in a separate interest-bearing account,
yep.
and I forget it's there
yep.
until tax time.
There you go. Folks, I know, look, folks, he's saying that like it's easy. He and I both know it's not easy,
but
you got to do it, because the only thing that's not as easy as that is getting a visit by the IRS.
Tim
Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Obamacare and how it affects your taxes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.